local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you to hour number two here on Pensacola right now. It is 5:10 on a Tuesday. Joe and Austin hanging out with you and keeping you infotained on your way home, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. A lot to get to here. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. As we get started, we start as we always do with today's top three stories. Today, the President of the United States announcing a new plan providing a pathway to citizenship to about 500,000 undocumented spouses married to U.S. citizens. Biden says he wants those immigrants to put their skills to work in America.
About keeping couples together who are married, where one spouse is a U.S. citizen, the other is undocumented. They've been living in the United States for at least 10 years.
And the Biden administration says the majority of those affected would be Mexicans. The Trump campaign calls the move mass amnesty and a power grab for votes. Immigrant officials say they expect legal challenges to this action. A tropical storm watch now in effect for the East Texas coast as a system in the Gulf is set to become the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season.
Heavy rainfall occurring over portions of Louisiana and then out here over the northwestern Gulf. That rainfall is going to be moving in towards the upper Texas coast, southwestern Louisiana as we go through the next 12 to 24 hours and then spread inland across much of South Texas as we go through the day on Wednesday and Thursday.
And the potential tropical storm Alberto could bring heavy rain and flooding along the western Gulf coast there. As you heard from Dr. Michael Brennan from the National Hurricane Center, it is expected to become a tropical storm by tomorrow. Also, a disturbance in the southwestern Atlantic is still being given a 20% chance of developing over the next 7 days, but it is expected to dump a good amount of rain on northeast Florida and southeast Georgia towards the end of the week. And in Jerusalem, protesters near the home of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are calling for new elections. Thousands of people marched from the parliament to Netanyahu's home. Some tried to break through police barriers. Police used a water cannon on protesters after a bonfire was lit, and police say that 9 protesters were arrested in Israel. More on the Israel situation coming up with our national headlines as well. That's a look at our top three stories. Local headlines right after traffic and weather together, starting with Alan Strum.
It's a mix of sun and clouds here over the next several days, and the rain chance runs at about 30%. So look for some pop-up showers and thunderstorms here and there. Hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Along northern Gulf Coast beaches, we've got a high risk of rip currents. When double red flags fly, that means that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
And looking at the roads here, not a ton going on that we wouldn't expect at this hour. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and some on Pine Forest traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10. Then it's going to be Beverly Parkway traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, along with Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound. Just a little bit of issues if you're passing the Windhaven Beach area, but it's going to increase gradually as you approach closer to Highway 87. And then we still got some minor backups on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but you're actually going to have more issues on Caroline if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs, Joe.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our local headlines today, the House Ethics Committee says there's enough smoke around allegations of improper behavior by Congressman Matt Gaetz that further investigation is needed. In a statement released today, the committee says they've spoken with more than a dozen witnesses, issued 25 subpoenas, and reviewed thousands of pages of documents. Now, based on the review thus far, quote, certain of the allegations merit continued review. The allegations specified include that Gaetz may have engaged in sexual misconduct and illicit drug use, accepted improper gifts, and sought to obstruct government investigations of his conduct. Gates continues to deny all allegations. Pensacola man today sentenced to life in prison on a murder charge going back to October of 2022. That's Jacob Colville, who was found guilty of killing 26-year-old Jesse Geoghegan this week. A judge then sentenced Colville to life in prison. Prosecutors say Colville and another man went to a home looking for the victim and then shot him several times after finding him hiding in a closet. A years-long feud and political differences that can best sum up Commissioner James Calkins' refusal to support the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office setting up shop in Santa Rosa County. Dan Schiebler currently serves as the Dome's Director of Operations. Previously, he was the administrator for the county.
He also came out and just recently held a fundraiser for our great Congressman Matt Gaetz's opponent. And I just don't think that this gentleman represents the values of Santa Rosa County, and I don't believe that his agenda fits the agenda of Santa Rosa County.
And despite Calkins' opposition, the county is conveying 4 acres of land on Commerce Road where the new facility will be housed. Interesting update from the Escambia Sheriff's Office today. Deputies are receiving world-class training at their newly revamped firearms training range. Sheriff Simmons says it's an idea he started developing several years ago.
We need a new range tower. Let's make it like this, and let's have a shoot house in the back of it, because shoot houses, for anyone that's listening that don't know, that haven't been paying attention to your
sure.
to your series, is another opportunity to train while you're at the range, not with live rounds, but with simunition-type rounds.
And so the series that he alludes to there is a multi-part video that Pensacola Morning News' Andrew McKay has participated in the training and taking a look at the facility with the Sheriff's Office trainers and deputies. Those videos are available on our News Radio Facebook page. The new shoot house is configurable for different training scenarios and even has a catwalk for training officers to watch everything from above so they can critique deputies for continued improvements. Also, area veterans that would like help in getting enrolled for care at the VA clinic can do just that. The Gulf Coast VA is hosting a veteran town hall on Thursday. It's at Marcus Point Baptist Church from 11 to 1. Veterans are asked to register online, and we have that link on our News Radio website. We'll take a break there at 5:18, back with a look at our state and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Even though so many corporations are celebrating Gay Pride Month, my Christian faith just won't let me. After all, there are 7 places in Scripture where homosexuality is addressed and condemned. And my heart genuinely breaks for individuals who are caught up in that lifestyle. I want to see them washed, sanctified, and justified, as is described in 1 Corinthians 6. I want to see them saved. No one loves the LGBTQ people more than Jesus does. No one is able to help them like he can. But for the Christian to celebrate Gay Pride Month is not love. 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, explains that love rejoiceth not in iniquity. It's saying Christians can't celebrate sin. Love doesn't do that. To celebrate any type of sin instead of warn against it is to personally escort individuals straight to hell. So Christian person, let us be loving enough to warn others about sin and invite them to the Savior.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even 4-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest vanilla cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off lunch and dinner entrees all June long. That shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Live 22 here at News Radio Pensacola. Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin hanging out with you. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. A lot happening here in the Sunshine State. Start with an update for Florida State fans today. The legal battle continuing with the ACC, of course. There's two active lawsuits, right? There's the one here in Florida, and then there's the one in North Carolina. So
right.
The ACC, based in North Carolina, they filed their lawsuit claiming that FSU is breaching the contract. FSU is their own lawsuit as they're trying to get out of paying $500 million worth of exit fees and buying back media rights and all that. So today, Judge in Leon County, John Cooper, denying the ACC's motion to dismiss that lawsuit. He says that FSU's complaint sufficiently alleges that the ACC operates a significant business in Florida regarding exercise of FSU's media rights. Mm. Do you think that this is where I think is going to happen, is that eventually the lawyers for both sides are going to come to some sort of settlement that will be significantly less than the $500 million, but the Florida State will still have to pay up.
Oh, yeah.
And they will just pay that, and everybody will move on with their lives.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, a lot of people are questioning, okay, Florida State, is this really the right move? And the reason why they're questioning it is because this entire situation is happening because of the, like, obviously Florida State's upset about financial distribution. I get that. And I don't know if that's something that can be negotiated. But what really got them pushing the Mayday button, let's do this now, is because of what happened with the playoff. And a lot of people are noticing there's a 12-team playoff next year. If you dominate the ACC like you did last year, you're guaranteed a spot. So it's just like, I understand that they're bitter. I don't know how much of this is financial stuff long term or how much of it is just like riding like high tensions after the playoff situation. So I don't know. I mean, I think however big the figure is and their willingness to pay, it falls on that.
And I remember, and we won't take up too much time here because I know we got traffic and weather coming up, but I remember it was around like last August. Like I think it was before last football season, or maybe it was like shortly after. But there being the Board of Trustees meeting in which whoever, I forget his name, but he's a former quarterback for Florida State, but he's on the board. Okay. And he was basically just talking through the math of like, hey, SEC and Big Ten schools are making like $10 million more a year over, or no, it was like $20 million or something, whatever it was. But it was like, hey, over the course of these contracts, they are paying out $400 million more for those schools than Florida State is getting. And it's just a they being Florida State and other ACC schools cannot compete financially with that. And so that was really the first time last summer where it was like, okay, we got to do something now. But I think you're right with the being left out of the playoff, where the college football playoff told us collectively that the ACC is a weaker conference.
I think that just hastened it a bit
for sure.
Let's see more
state headlines in just a second
here. Yeah, we kind of talked about that one a bit too long. 525 here, very quick check of the roads and weather. If you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Burgess Road or Palafox Street towards Burgess, we do have some minor issues on both streets there. Let's see, still have a little bit on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile towards I-10. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and maybe a little bit still on Caroline Street if you're traveling eastbound, just passing Avalon Boulevard.
All right. Looking at our forecast, here's Alan.
It's a mix of sun and clouds here over the next several days, and the rain chance runs at about 30%. So look for some pop-up showers and thunderstorms here and there. Hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Along northern Gulf Coast beaches, we've got a high risk of rip currents. When double red flags fly, that means that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right. Continuing on with some really quick state headlines here. President Joe Biden declaring a major disaster declaration today for parts of Florida that were hit by the tornadoes back on May 10th. So this is Leon County eastward of the Big Bend area. So with the declaration, residents in affected areas will be able to receive federal grants for temporary housing, repairs, or low-cost loans to cover uninsured losses. Also, a second passport office is going to be opening in Florida. The State Department says the new location will operate out of Orlando. This is because that right now the only office in Florida is located in Miami, and it was backed up for weeks last summer as people tried to plan their vacations. It could, though, take up a year to find a potential site for that second office. And the Starliner test mission at the International Space Station is being extended again. And so astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will not be returning to Earth this weekend as was tentatively planned. National news today, the U.S. delaying a shipment of large bombs intended to go to Israel. Here's Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We, as you know, are continuing to review one shipment that President Biden has talked about with regard to 2,000-pound bombs because of our concerns about their use in a densely populated area.
And he says that other munition shipments to Israel continue to flow into the country.
And a wildfire continues to rage north of L.A. as over 1,000 firefighters work to stop the flames. The post fire in Gorman started Saturday afternoon and has exploded to more than 15,000 acres. So far, it's forced 1,200 people to evacuate and destroyed at least two structures. Meanwhile, around 5,000 residents of Redoso, New Mexico have evacuated due to a pair of raging wildfires in that area.
A migrant under arrest in connection with the sexual assault of a 13-year-old girl in New York's Queens Park. The New York Post says that members of the public roughed up and held the 25-year-old Ecuadorian migrant down until police arrived. There was a huge effort underway and reward money offered after a 13-year-old girl and boy were ordered in the woods at knife point at the park before the girl was assaulted.
And the CEO of Boeing is in the hot seat over the company's recent safety failures.
He said that he's been told by his superiors to conceal this evidence from the FAA and that he is being retaliated against. In fact, he's been threatened with termination.
Dave Calhoun is taking pointed questions from a Senate committee and is apologizing for the failures, including two fatal crashes and a blown-out door on an Alaskan Airlines flight. He's being blamed by some senators for a broken safety culture that prioritizes profit.
Yeah, and also, new legislation is trying to tackle the growing problem of deepfake revenge porn. Senator Ted Cruz says it's exploded thanks to advances in AI, which makes it easy to manipulate. Cruz's bill would make revenge porn illegal nationwide and would also require social media sites to have a policy to remove the content when they are notified by a victim. So look at our national news. Also, Wall Street higher today. Stock market will be closed for Juneteenth holiday tomorrow. The Dow Jones Industrial up 56 points. The S&P gained 13. And the NASDAQ jumped up 5. Pensacola right now.
I'm John Saucier. President Biden in the White House today commemorating the 12th anniversary of the creation of DACA. The president insisting he's continuing to try and fix the issues at the southern border. Argues former President Donald Trump is only interested in playing politics with the border.
When he was president, he separated families and children at the border. And now he's proposing to rip spouses and children from their families and homes and communities and place them in detention camps. He's actually saying these things. It's hard to believe it's being said, but he's actually saying these things out loud. That's outrageous.
Well, the former President Trump argues that President Biden's policies are what's causing a surge of illegal migrants into the U.S. And the president is sent to issue an executive order to offer relief to potentially hundreds of thousands of immigrants without legal status. The White House says the Biden administration will allow certain spouses of U.S. citizens without legal status to apply for permanent residency and eventually citizenship. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. NVIDIA made waves today to become the largest U.S. company by market value, overtaking top dog Microsoft. NVIDIA's market cap is at $3.33 trillion, while Microsoft sits at $3.32 trillion. Apple sits just below Microsoft in third place. This is the first time that NVIDIA has been the largest on an intraday basis. The Federal Trade Commission is suing Adobe, alleging the software company violated consumer protection laws by making it too difficult for consumers to cancel their subscriptions. In addition, Adobe pushed users towards annual subscriptions without adequately disclosing that canceling in the first year could cost hundreds of dollars. Stocks continued a positive week in Tuesday's trading session, with the S&P 500 setting the tone, and along with NASDAQ boasting all-time record highs.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute. Rory McIlroy's ranked as the second-best golfer in the world, but hasn't won a major championship since 2014. And at the U.S. Open on Sunday, he was in control and at one point birdied four times from just holes 9 to 13. However, Rory collapsed, missing two short putts and picking up three bogeys in his final four holes. There's no doubt that Rory choked, and now the biggest question is, can he mentally recover to put himself in position to finally win another major championship again? I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's the history of the Blue Angels. Every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile Road still has some very minor congestion to it, but nothing too crazy. Same can be said with Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, and maybe a little bit on Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard. Let's see. Outside of that, it doesn't appear to be too much going on in Pensacola other than just some downtown backups. But then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And then I was going to talk about Caroline Street because we did have some issues there. If you were traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard, there does appear to be a very slight amount of that left, but it's not too much at all. So outside of those few spots, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Just because I ignore about 98% of the things that you say, Austin,
I've picked up on that, yeah.
You did mention Perdido Key Drive, correct?
Oh, where is that? Oh, yep, never mind. I see it now.
All right.
Yeah, that's looking kind of rough. We do have some accident reports.
Yeah, the sheriff's office said that the deputies are assisting in directing traffic due to that accident. At this time, the roadway is closed.
Okay, yeah, I do see that. Typically, I don't look in that area because that's typically a pretty smooth sailing spot. So that is my bad. Thank you for noticing that. Listening to me and neglecting my input on this show has come in handy this time.
That's why they pay me all the big bucks.
Yeah, the big bucks. I get the pocket change.
That's
yeah.
right. Let's see. Let's look at what's happening in sports. So, of course, congrats to the Boston Celtics, their 18th NBA championship, yada, yada, yada. They'll have a parade on Friday. Will the Florida Panthers have a parade later on this week, Austin?
I think so. I think it's going to be the same exact situation as Boston. You know, they tripped up in game four thinking they had it made. And, you know, they were on the road and Edmonton knew it was their last breath. Now they're back home and they're like, okay, we know what this team's all about. Let's not lose focus. Let's get this done. And as you said, you said this last hour, you know, just being able to win at home and celebrate at home, I think that's going to be an additional drive for them. So Panthers should have this one made, in my opinion. But that's just me. Florida State beat UNC 9-5. That ended up being the final score. So the Seminoles now have to rematch Tennessee while the Tar Heels head home. Also, we were going to have Kentucky and Florida today, but that game has been postponed due to weather, so that's going to be at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Then over in the MLB, we got a couple local teams playing. Let's see here. Marlins versus Cardinals. That game got underway 30 minutes ago, so I will be looking up a score update on that. But we're also going to have Braves versus Tigers at 6:20, Rays at Twins at 6:40. We'll give updates on those as well. And we do have a televised game, Orioles at Yankees at 6:05 on TBS. Cardinals beating Marlins 4-3 in the top of the second, so they've gotten cooking early on both sides there. And this Thursday is going to be the MLB Negro League tribute game in Birmingham. The San Francisco Giants will be taking on the St. Louis Cardinals at historic Rick Wood Field. More than 50 former Negro League players are expected to be on hand, and the game will be broadcasted on Fox. So, of course, a very important moment there. And then in the NFL, we touched on this legal battle over the Sunday ticket package. Both NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and Cowboys owner Jerry Jones have testified this week in that trial. In 2015, subscribers of the package filed a class action lawsuit claiming that the league used its agreements with broadcasting partners to keep tight control over telecast distribution. They argue that that allowed DirecTV to artificially inflate prices for Sunday Ticket as the only distributor for out-of-market games. The lawsuit is asking to award home and commercial subscribers $7 billion in damages. Wow.
Yeah, we'll see how that one goes there. All right, 5:41 here at News Radio Pensacola, looking at what's going on in health, business, and science notes today. Americans are pumping the brakes on spending. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose just 0.1% last month as inflation keeps shrinking pocketbooks. Retail sales include spending on things like food, cars, gas. There was a small spending increase on musical instruments, sporting goods, and books.
And challenges to a potential TikTok ban will be heard by a U.S. appeals court later this summer. A law passed earlier this year calls for the China-based ByteDance to sell the popular social media app by January 19th or have it banned in the U.S. Oral arguments on legal challenges to the law will be heard on September 16th. A group of TikTok creators filed a lawsuit in May that looks to block the law, and ByteDance has also filed a similar lawsuit.
A doctor with the Virginia Spine Institute is warning of some unwanted side effects with the popular weight loss drugs.
With Ozempic, along with other GLP-1 drugs, making major headlines for its link to helping shed unwanted pounds, Dr. Yesh Mehta says it's not without risks.
What we do know is weight loss and such sudden and rapid weight loss is not good for anybody's body.
He says it's not meant to be used solely for weight loss because
will actually lead to decreases in muscle mass and bone. And actually, that will do a big detriment to your body as opposed to helping the body.
He recommends for those wanting to use it to start with a low dose along with diet and exercise. I'm Katie Gray.
And the CDC is out with another warning that ADHD medications are in short supply, and that has some parents struggling to find a source. There are options online through telehealth, but experts say that families need to watch for some red flags. Health leaders say that if you're speaking with a different doctor or nurse on each checkup, that could be an example of a red flag. The problem started during COVID, and telehealth was expanded, allowing more people to get a prescription for ADHD medication. At the same time, there is a shortage of the active ingredients. Let's see here. Just about 5:45. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Actually, several spots to touch on here. I-10, if you're traveling westbound on If you are traveling westbound on I-10 towards Pine Forest Road, we do have some backups there. No confirmation of an accident, but they are reaching for a little bit. Then Pine Forest Road itself, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still giving us some issues. Then it's going to be Palafox Street, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. No accidents in any of these areas, just minor evening congestion. Same with Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Hopefully most of those issues should die down over the course of the next 20 to 30 minutes. Navarre Parkway already looking just about clear. Maybe some minor congestion here and there between Windhaven Beach and Highway 87, but nothing too far beyond that. And then Caroline Street has just about cleared out as well.
All right, very good. Here's Alan with the forecast.
Warm and humid with a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm over the next couple of days. Rain chance about 30%. High temperatures are going to run in the upper 80s to low 90s, and overnight lows will be in the 70s. Along northern Gulf Coast beaches, there is a high risk of rip currents, and that's going to continue for a few days. When those double red flags are flying, that unfortunately means that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right, taking a look at some pop culture notes today and some lighter headlines. Not a great night for Justin Timberlake last night. He's released now after he was arrested for DWI in New York. The superstar was arraigned and released without bail today. He faces one charge of DWI while also being cited for failure to stay in his lane and running through a stop sign. Police say Timberlake was observed to be glassy-eyed and they smelled alcohol on his breath. He is in the middle of a world tour right now. He's got two shows scheduled in Chicago this weekend.
And Scooter Braun is officially stepping back from managing top artists after 23 years. On Monday, he announced that his retirement from being an artist manager to focus on his family and being CEO of HYBE America. Artists he's managed include Justin Bieber, Demi Lovato, Usher, Carly Rae Jepsen, J Balvin, and many more. Also notably, it was a Braun's purchase of Big Machine Records in 2019, which included the rights to Taylor Swift's first six albums, that led her to re-record her music to regain ownership. Mm.
Let's see. We've got a group of archaeologists who have been digging at George Washington's former Mount Vernon home, and they say they've made quite the discovery. Bottles of cherries and berries, incredibly preserved. Archaeologists made the find during a restoration project dig on the Washington cellar in his former mansion on the banks of the Potomac River. Mount Vernon is partnering with the Department of Agriculture to conduct DNA testing of the found fruit. They'll also be testing more than 50 cherry pits found and seeing if they can be replanted. A record show George and Martha Washington were fond of cherries, especially when mixed with brandy. Mm. Who among us is not?
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. Who isn't? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Taking a look here at some wackier stories. I actually have a wacky story.
Yes, I know.
To share, Austin. My wife and I, we moved into our new house over the weekend, and we have been in it less than 72 hours and already a near-death experience.
Really?
Is that
what we're calling it?
That's what I'm calling it.
Okay.
So get home about 7:45, get some dinner picked up for the wife and I and the Mija as well. Enjoy that. And like any good first-time homeowner, I want to I'm by the book, man. I want to make sure everything is tidied up, and I want to make sure that the first time that the Adam Sanitation folks come down the street, that my trash can is out there.
Smart.
In the spot that it's supposed to be in. So yesterday evening, I take my trash, and I open my door, and about 10 yards away, I see, for the first time in my lifetime, I have an encounter with a snake in the wild. I've never happened before. I am, for no reason, I have not had a scary encounter with snakes before.
Okay.
I am just deathly afraid of them. Always have been and always will be.
Now, let me ask you this, because
yes.
I didn't ask you last hour. You said this was your first encounter with a snake. Do you mean this is your first time, like, ever seeing a snake just out and about in public, ever?
Like, okay, so other than...
Like at a zoo.
In elementary school where the person comes in, like the zoo person comes in with it and, you know, you go up and just kind of pet it. I mean, like, in the wild where you are not expecting a snake to be.
Right.
That is the first time in my life that that's ever happened.
Wow, really?
And yeah, so I'm afraid of snakes. I'm sorry if that makes me a softy or a bad person, but it's my cross to bear.
Gotcha.
So I did not shriek. I did not squeal. I did not scream. None of that. I calmly closed the door, and I looked at my wife, and I say, Houston, we have a problem here. Mm. And she got up, and she squirmed and squealed and squeaked and screamed and all that. We spend
Goodness.
The next hour and a half on the phone with the FBI, NCIS, Congressman Gates, everybody trying to say, somebody, please get this snake off of our front porch. It was slithering around. I don't know what's, you know, look, so I could post a picture on social media and somebody say, oh, that's that type of snake. To me, they're all poisonous. They're all bad. Yes, I realize that's not reality, but that's just how it is for me.
Okay.
Turned out to be a rat snake. My brother-in-law, my hero brother-in-law, came to our aid in our dire moment of need, and he rescued us from the snake, got it taken care of, I will put it that way. And so we live to fight another day on this planet. So if you ask me, Joe, were you nervous waking up this morning and thinking that there would just be a snake-infested front yard and they would just all be hanging on your porch wondering where their brother went to? The answer is yes. I was fearful.
I'm assuming this thing would be pretty. I'm looking at the photo you posted now. I'm assuming this thing would probably be pretty evasive if it saw you coming. I'm not sure, though. But, yeah, I mean, if I lived nearby, I would have taken care of it for you.
You wouldn't have, though, because I would have. You could have been next door. I would have texted you and be like, Austin, we need to get rid of this snake. And you would have said something to the effect of, why are you talking to me after hours? Something
no,
like that.
No, if I had a shovel and I was right next door and I figured, okay, this probably isn't that bad of a snake, I would deal with it. I would.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I know how to.
Future reference, I will gladly keep that in mind.
All right.
We have the snake company people, the snake handlers, whatever. They are coming out in the morning to spray whatever they want to that ensures 100% security of my premises, because I never want to deal with that again.
You didn't deal with it the first time. You couldn't even go out your door.
There was a lot of emotional dealing with things last night. I did not physically do anything to get rid of the snake. You are correct.
Yes, but the sweat on your forehead probably fogged up the window.
The sweat
on
my forehead,
you
know, like mom spaghetti on my sweater already, palm sweaty. Knees weak, all that was going on.
Knees weak, arms are heavy.
All of that was happening in my house last night.
Okay.
5:51, we'll take a break on that note. More wacky stories, some good news as well, coming up next.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Do you like to fish, go to football games, or camp out?
So do teens in foster care who are awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Traveling westbound on I-10 towards Pine Forest Road, we have some minor issues there, though nothing too severe. Same can be said for Pine Forest Road itself if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And then, let's see, looking at the rest of Pensacola, there doesn't appear to be anything major going on. Same with Navarre Parkway. It looks like all the issues we had in that area have seemingly cleared out. And Caroline Street's looking pretty good as well. So outside of just a couple of spurts of minor congestion here and there, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
It's a mix of sun and clouds here over the next several days, and the rain chance runs at about 30%. So look for some pop-up showers and thunderstorms here and there. Hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Along northern Gulf Coast beaches, we've got a high risk of rip currents. When double red flags fly, that means that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
Fully aware I may be wrong with what I'm about to say, but I believe that today is the first time double red flags have been flying at Pensacola Beach since they updated the flag warning system a couple weeks ago.
But, yeah, I heard about it today. I haven't heard about it any day before, so I think you might be right.
Could be wrong, but yeah, I believe that's the case. Recapping the day's top stories today, President Biden announcing a new plan providing a pathway to citizenship to about 500,000 undocumented spouses married to U.S. citizens. The program applies to immigrants who have been living in the country for at least a decade. Tropical storm watch in effect for the East Texas coast. The potential tropical storm Alberto, that's what it's being called right now, but it is expected to formally become a tropical storm tomorrow, the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. And in Jerusalem, protesters near the home of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are calling for new elections. Police say 9 people were arrested during those demonstrations last night. Taking a look at some wackier stories, Austin, an 18-year-old woman in Iowa named Sumaya Thomas was supposed to have a first date on Sunday with the guy she's been talking to on a dating app.
Okay.
They'd been chatting for a little over a week, but at the last minute, she decided she didn't want to meet him. Now, if you were in this scenario where you were chatting with a girl and you got some cold feet, what would your method of getting out of the date be? Would it be just a simple text or a phone call to be like, hey, you know what? I'm just having some cold feet. Like, what would your strategy be there?
Honestly, I don't know if I'd bow out. I think I would just,
you would just suck it up and do it?
I'd suck it up and do it, and then, like, hey, listen.
You know, okay.
Well, I didn't feel it, babe.
We can discuss that another time because I think you are just wasting people's time at that point. But I digress. Well, it's a good thing that you didn't say, I'd call the cops on them. But that is what Sumaya did. Mm-hmm. She told cops that her abusive ex-boyfriend was outside and that he threatened to hit, punch, kick, and stab her. She also claimed to be pregnant with his child.
Oh, my God. What an idiot.
The guy she was supposed to go out with was leaving the scene when cops got there, and they detained him on his way out. He simply had to show them the messages on his phone, which proved that Sumaya was lying.
Thank goodness.
She eventually admitted she made it all up after she got cold feet and didn't want to meet him anymore. Now charged with 2 misdemeanors for placing a false 911 call and a false report.
Good. Look, I understand the whole wasting the time thing, but I would just say, I mean, I personally value reason. So I would be honest with them. After that first date, I'd just be like, listen, I didn't, you know, I kind of got cold feet or I didn't really feel much like it. I didn't really see anything there the more I thought about us.
But I thought maybe.
And I didn't want to be rude. That's what I would tell them. I didn't want to be rude. Right. And especially if I paid for it, like I'd be like, you're welcome, hon. Let's see. Another wacky, weird story here involving a woman at a restaurant. A young woman named Madison, who does stunts for social media, set out to become the first person to complete a full marathon inside of a Taco Bell. She didn't run it. She used a walking treadmill. She got there at 11 a.m., filled her cup with Baja Blast, and even ate Cantina chicken bowls and nacho fries while she did it. It's unclear if she took any breaks, bathroom, or otherwise. It took 10 hours and 3 minutes and about 58,000 steps, but she finished 26.3 miles at night at 9 p.m.
If you were doing a marathon on a treadmill and you had your pick of restaurants, which fast food joint would you choose?
Probably like Whataburger or something. Right. That would be mine.
Okay. Looking at some good news, a woman's $3 thrift store find is now on its way back to Mexico after it was found to be a priceless Mayan artifact. Ann Dozier found a vase in a Maryland thrift store about 5 years ago and bought it thinking it was a reproduction. She contacted Mexican officials after seeing similar-looking artifacts during a visit to Mexico's Museum of Anthropology. She later found that the vase was a ceremonial urn used by the Mayans more than 1,000 years ago. She and her children recently attended a ceremony at the Cultural Institute of Mexico to return the vase for analysis and on display.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. All right, Channel 3 News at 6 coming up now. We're back in about 10 minutes on Pensacola right now.